This is Talking Business. Joined now by Justin Greiner, who is the CEO of JB Weir. G'day, Justin.
G'day, Alan.
Now, let's get over with, let's get the fact that you're Nick Greiner's son out of the way, shall we?
Yep. Can't escape. Who your parents are.
My son hates being, discussed about being my son. But there you go. That's life. You look a bit like him.
It is. Well, you know what I like to say? Luckily, I think I got my mother's looks more than my father's, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Look, he's a great man, your dad. So, no shame in that.
No, not at all.
JB Weir, Jonathan Binns Weir, started the business 1840, yeah.
Yeah, 178 years.
And he, in fact, started the Australian Stock Exchange.
Mm. It's got a wonderful history, JB Weir. He started the Stock Exchange, really, I think, had a great vision for what could be achieved. Literally sold everything in the UK in 1838 and came to Australia and set up on Collins Street, where our head office still is today in Melbourne. And actually, interestingly, in 178 years, we've only had 9 CEOs. So I'm the ninth.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
9 CEOs, heavens above.
Yeah. So it's got a wonderful heritage and legacy.
But it's
and
very
and
different
tradition.
Business now. Now it's a bank subsidiary.
Well, I think he always started with a view about, I mean, the ethos of the firm has always been around putting the client first, and that hasn't changed. I think the business has gone through a number of changes. We were an investment bank in the 80s and so on. We're the broker of the year for, I think, 8 years in a row in the 90s. I think what we're seeing now is just another evolution in the development of the firm.
Yeah, but it was a broker. Now it's not really a broker. I mean, you're basically a wealth management business
now,
aren't you?
Yeah, we're a wealth man. I mean, we talk about JB Weir now that we have really 4 key pillars. And the first one is investment, advisory. That's absolutely what we do. And that would be more like your traditional broking, giving people advice around, how to asset allocate and so on. The second part of the business is wealth advisory.
But that business, you don't charge people by transaction, right? It's a fee.
It's a fee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second part of the business is
And what's the fee?
Wealth advisory? Well, it depends. I mean, the great thing I think about JB Weir is that every client is different. We actually tailor everything to a particular client's needs. The right conversation now is actually to start with what's important to the client. What are you actually trying to achieve? Rather than talking about, this stock or that stock. And I think that's been a really clear evolution of the
firm. Isn't everyone trying to achieve the same thing, which is to make as much money as possible without losing any?
Well, it's interesting you say that. So capital preservation. So people say why do people come to JB Weir? Is it to grow their wealth? A lot of the time it's actually to preserve what they've got. They've been in a family business, they've been professional services, chief executives, chairman and so forth. They've worked for 10, 15, 20, 25 years to set up for themselves and their family. And they come to us and they say, you know what, we do want to talk about the next 20 and 25 years, but we're actually really focused on capital preservation. So our heritage, the 178 years, actually plays in quite neatly to that. And the wealth advisory part of our business is actually all about actually making sure you've got the right structures in place and so on. And that's really the predominant part of our business now, as you say. The third part of our business is our philanthropy business. So we do a lot of philanthropic advisory work. We work with the boards of for-purpose organisations, charities and so on, as well as families who are looking to give back. And then the fourth part of our business is family advisory. So that's working with families on governance and just helping them to, next generation and transfer of wealth, which is an increasing opportunity.
So what's the sort of minimum amount of wealth that your clients would have to have before coming to you?
Well, I think we talk about High Net Worth Australia talks about having $1 million of investable assets to start with. But our view really is it's not a hard, fast rule. We will look at, where you are today and we'll sit down and have a conversation. And then it's actually the client's decision more than ours. But predominantly where we focus, as I say, at the moment, and you mentioned, we're in partnership with, we're owned by the NAB, and we really work quite closely with the NAB on people who are looking to transition their business. So they may not have, to your point, the money today, but they might be in a couple of years. So we'll actually start talking to them earlier in the process to make sure they get the right structures and so on set up so they can maximise, their wealth when they do decide to sell their business.
So let's talk about NAB ownership of the business, because it was originally bought in partnership with Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
And then NAB exercised an option to buy them out. and owns 100% now. But what's been happening this year with the Royal Commission is the banks have all been galloping out of wealth management as fast as they can. So is NAB going to sell JB Weir?
No, I think they've been pretty clear that they see themselves as Australia's business bank. And if you want to be Australia's business bank in a world-class business bank, we think you've got to be the bank for three things. We want to be the bank where Australians come if you want to start a business. We want to be the bank that Australians will come to when they want to grow their business because we'll bring the insights. And then the third part is when you've worked hard and you've spent 10, 15, 20 years building your business and it's time to transition out and sell your business, we want to be the bank that Australians come to for that. And that's where JB Weir plays a key role. So I think it's actually quite related to the broader bank.
It's interesting you keep saying we. So do you feel like the business and you are integrated into the bank? You're part of a bank. You're not a separate business that happens to be owned by a bank.
Oh, we're clearly owned by the bank. That's factual. We see ourselves as a key part of the strategy to be, as I said, what Andrew Thorburn would describe as the world's best business bank, absolutely. Now, our focus is really clear, and it is separate, and it is to be focusing on helping high net worth Australians, you know, with succession, families, as I said, the charitable institutions. Now, all those people bank. So that linkage, I don't think, is not surprising.
But there have been quite a few stories this year about a possible sale of JB Weir. You reckon that's just not going to happen?
Well, look, you can't escape, you know, as you said correctly, when people talk about the banking industry and so on, you can't escape the fact that some of the banks are getting out of, in part, wealth management businesses. I guess my view is you can only go to what we've said really clearly, which is NAB wants to keep JB Weir because it sees it as a key part of its broader strategy to be Australia's best business bank.
Yeah. So how do you see the wealth management business changing? I mean, do you think it is going to change?
Well, we've believed for a long time, and when we do research and we talk to clients, what they tell us is they actually believe in specialists, and they want specialists in banking, and they actually don't see JB Weir as a banking expert. But equally, they want to see specialists in wealth, and that's absolutely where they see JB Weir and have, as you say, for generations. I mean, we've got now third and in some cases fourth generation families, you know, that we've had relationships with. So people are actually looking for specialisation. They see that with JB Weir. You know, we have our own JB Weir own platform. We have the JB Weir research. So in that sense, we're very separate and to the enterprise. But clients actually are looking for expertise, and we think pairing up one side of the balance sheet with the other can actually work quite successfully.
And do you think that there has to be a change in the charging model at all? I mean, or there's clearly pressure on fees, you know, from competition, but do you think there's going to be some other pressure on them from the Royal Commission?
I don't know about the Royal Commission, but at the end of the day, if clients don't see value in the fees they're being charged, then clients will make up their own mind. If I think about JB Weir, our average client's been with us for 20 years. That's the average. That's our average wealth client. They recognise, as we do, the importance of longevity, of having a plan. I mean, that's actually, Alan, what it starts with, right? It's making sure that we set you up with a plan that makes sense for you and your family for the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, and just give you the confidence to do what it is that matters. I mean, you said before, you know, don't all clients want X? We think clients want to be confident in the knowledge or that what they want and what their family wants to achieve over the long term is actually going to be possible. And JB Weir delivers that confidence. That's where we play.
What's your reflection on the state of the industry that's being exposed, I guess, has been exposed this year in the Royal Commission?
The industry being the wealth management industry more broadly?
Well, banking and wealth management, yeah. I guess. It's a bit hard to separate them. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of issues about banking, but also in wealth management as well.
Probably I don't really have a particular view on the banking industry, but if I think about our business, we've been in a bull market for quite some time now. And so even if we see a bit of a downturn, which we may, and I think has been sort of talked about more broadly in the next 12 months, we actually think that will actually see that JB Weir gets held in a better light, because it's actually easier for, you know, in a rising tide, everyone makes money. The quality of advice actually comes to the fore when times get a bit tougher. So to be honest, we actually welcome, you know, closer scrutiny, and we'd encourage every single high net worth Australian or someone who's on the board of a charitable institution to be asking the sort of questions about, you know, how you charge and how you think about managing our money and what are the strategic steps and conversations you're having, and do you really understand what it is I want to do? Because that's the key, and that should be the starting point, not this stock or that stock.
Do you think the bull market is coming to an end? Do you think we are, as people are saying, late cycle?
Well, I think we probably are late cycle, and as I said, we've been talking to our clients about that. I mean, that's part of the relationship we have, is to make sure that people are prepared for things like a
downturn. So what are you telling your clients to do to be prepared? What's your advice?
Well, it depends on what they're trying to achieve and their timeframes and so on.
Preserving wealth.
Well, that's our starting point, and that's what we'll continue to focus on, hopefully for the next 178 years.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you suggesting people do? Just get out of the market into cash or what?
Oh, no, but we are encouraging people to be a bit more conservative. We're having a conversation to say, you know, if the market was to do this, this is what would happen to your portfolio. Are you comfortable with that? Do you understand how that might look? So it's actually about giving them the confidence to say, even if the market does this, this is how their portfolio is set up. So in some cases, it may mean no change. In some cases, you might move to slightly more defensive asset classes, or reduce a little bit of a weighting to more aggressive growth style stocks. But it will actually come down onto a client by client basis.
Yeah, right. How often do you talk to clients?
So in some cases, every day. In some cases, we might talk to them on a regular basis for once a quarter, but a more in-depth. Different clients have different needs and also would like to be contacted in different ways, so it actually depends on the client.
Yeah, right. Great to talk to you, Justin. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
I've been talking to Justin Greiner, who is the CEO of JB Weir.